Hey, everybody. This is Bob Andelman from Mr. Media. First of all, I want to thank you for years of support listening to this show. We're starting our sixth year. It's hard to believe our sixth year as 2012 starts and heading towards our 1,000th online podcast, audio and video. It's pretty amazing, frankly. I remember starting it several years ago thinking this will never last. And podcasts, that's as stupid a word as blogging. But here we are, starting our sixth year and heading up to 1,000 interviews. And I want to thank everybody for listening and supporting the show. I also want to tell you that, you know, one of the things that's been very helpful for this show is Stitcher Radio. Yes, this is sort of a commercial. Now, there are millions of smartphone apps in the world, but I only use one several times a day, Stitcher Radio. I build my own radio station to listen to broadcast and online shows when I want and in the order I want. CNN News Update, Onion Radio News, WTF with Mark Maron, MSNBC's Morning Joe, Studio 60, the TechCrunch headlines, and, of course, Mr. Media. It's free. It works on iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, Palm Pre, and much more. And you can get it for free for yourself. Try it out. I guarantee you're going to love it. Stitcher.com/MRMedia. That's Stitcher.com/MrMedia. You're going to love it. And thanks again for supporting the show. Now let's get to the good stuff. Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Olympic ice skater Sasha Cohen. She's one of the stars of Pandora Unforgettable Moments of Love on Ice, an NBC TV special this Saturday, February 4th at 4 p.m. Stick around, and I'll tell you something that Sasha and I have in common. And if you guessed that we both have experience with love on ice, well... So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 900 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of gently chilled men and women who didn't think to bring a jacket to watch an ice show in my living room studio in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, here's something that not everyone interviewing Olympic ice skater Sasha Cohen can say. She's quoted on the front cover of my new book. Now, it's true. When Mind Over Business hits bookshelves on March 6th, there's a quote above the title from Sasha, who worked with my co-author Ken Baum in preparing for her legendary appearance and subsequent silver medal at the 2006 Winter Olympics in Turin. And within the pages of the book, Ken tells the story of their months of training for the big moment and how Sasha used her mental edge to get up from a fall and give the performance of a lifetime. Of course, she also tells even more in her own book, Fire on Ice. Now, Ken thinks the world of Sasha, so when the opportunity to help promote her appearance this Saturday, February 4th, in the Pandora Unforgettable Moments of Love on Ice on NBC special, I jumped at the chance. Now, you can see the show, which also includes performances by Katerina Gordeeva, Ilya Kulik, and Kurt Browning, and is hosted by Christy Yamaguchi and Nancy Kerrigan at 4 p.m. on NBC. Sasha Cohen, welcome to Mr. Media.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to speak with you today.
Nice to talk to you. First, of course, thanks for helping out by endorsing Ken's new book. You obviously take the mental part of your sport very seriously.
Definitely. Ken was very helpful to me in my career and so positive and really pushed me to be better, pushed me to be stronger, and I always look forward to my sessions with him. And as an athlete, the physical part is one part, but the mental aspect and the strength and training that mental strength is a huge component to be a successful athlete.
Well, and I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, when Ken first told me your story when we were working on the book, I remembered, of course, watching you in 2006 and being astonished at how you fought your way back from that fall. But I guess what I never really appreciated was the way skating and really is really no different from football or baseball or swimming and what it requires mentally.
It is. And I feel like it's almost tougher in its own way because you're by yourself. You don't have a team. And you have one chance, you know, every 4 years at the Olympics for just a couple minutes. It's not a two-hour game. And there is immense pressure. And, you know, ice is fickle. And anything can happen at any moment. You have to train your mind and your body to be ready, to be positive, to believe. And, you know, there's a million things that can always go wrong. And the pressure of the world on your shoulders. And, you know, everyone watching you at home and their expectations and criticizing articles from the media. And you just have to do your best to be oblivious and believe in yourself.
What is it that makes one skater's performance rise above another's in competition or even in exhibitions? I mean, is it athleticism? Is it music? Is it a beautiful smile, confidence, or is it some other, you know, X factor?
It's the whole package. You obviously have to have the technical skills. You have to be able to present them well and to garner the most points in order to be the winner. But it's really about working your way to the top and having the technical skills and doing them well over and over under pressure every time. You get the confidence of judges who begin to reward you more with every performance. And, you know, every person's different. Everyone has different strengths. So everyone tries to play up to their strengths and get the most points that they can with their performances.
Do you think that ice skating gets its due as a sport outside of the Winter Olympics every 4 years?
It's a little bit on the back burner. We still tour with shows like Stars on Ice and do performances like Pandora, Love on Ice. But it's not in the same visibility, the same limelight as an Olympic Games where the whole world tunes in to support their athletes, which is amazing and incredible. But unfortunately, it's only a once every 4 year phenomenon.
So tell us about this Pandora special. And I got to ask you, I mean, Love on Ice, that's, that sounds kind of provocative.
It's with Kenny G and Gladys Knight, and they perform live. And it's incredible to share stage with such talented performers and have them basically play for you or sing for you. And when you are ever performing with a live audience, there's another level of energy that's happening, and the audience can really feel it. And I always enjoy these live televised musical events.
Pardon me. And then these days, are you skating full time? I know you have some interest in fashion. What are you doing these days?
I'm skating part-time. I'm going to school at Columbia, majoring in financial economics. I'm working on starting my own fashion line, making new friends in New York. I just moved here. And still doing some shows and touring. So I'm doing a mix. I'm doing the balance. Still very involved in a couple different charity organizations. And just growing up, enjoying my life, experiencing the world. So. Oh, and I just started on Twitter, which has been a big thing for me. It's the Sasha Cohen NYC, like New York City.
Okay.
My friend Johnny Weir had me start about a month ago, and I have no idea what I'm doing, but it's really fun.
Well, we'll definitely have to send people after you. on Twitter, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on going to school. You know, we forget because we've known you for so many years on TV that, you know, you're still, 23, 24?
No, I am actually 27. I am an old lady, but I always toured about 8 months a year, and I never could physically be in school, and it was really important for me to have that physical experience and physical presence on the campus rather than going online. And I finally had that opportunity. Now that skating has slowed down, shows are mainly weekends. I can go to school during the week, fly to do shows on the weekends, take a red-eye back Sunday, go to school Monday. A little bit tiring, but I'm happy because I get to be a part of both worlds.
Well, I hear you. You're a woman who has a lot of energy, so put it to good use, I guess.
Sometimes, yes. Thank you.
All right. Well, folks, listen, you can see ice skater Sasha Cohen this Saturday afternoon, February 4th, at 4 p.m. on NBC in Pandora, Unforgettable Moments of Love on Ice. And read more about her story in March. I got to throw this in. When Mind Over Business by Ken Baum hits bookstores. So we know you're on Twitter. Do you have a website as well?
I do, sashacohen.com. And you can also subscribe to my updates on Facebook and
terrific.
See what I'm doing.
Well, Sasha, it was wonderful to talk to you, especially with the connection to Ken. And thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Oh, you're welcome. Pleasure to speak with you as well, and give my best to Ken.
I will. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. For more original interviews, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. If you've enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Another good idea, download our new free Mr. Media mobile app in the Android market. And you can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many parts of the Internet. Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also call our 24-hour listener line at 1-727-498-4711. Some messages may be used in an upcoming show. And unless you live next door to Mr. Media, there may be a toll charge. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube and Vimeo video channels. Thanks so much for joining us today. I always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Hey, y'all. This is Lauren Bowles. You know I play Holly, the new waitress at Merlot's on HBO's True Blood, right? All right, here's the deal. I'd rather spend all night with them damn bloodsuckers than another minute listening to that Mr. Media radio. No thanks.
Hey, everybody. This is Bob Andelman from Mr. Media. First of all, I want to thank you for years of support listening to the show. We're starting our sixth year. It's hard to believe our sixth year as 2012 starts and heading towards our 1,000th online podcast, audio and video. It's pretty amazing, frankly. I remember starting it several years ago thinking this will never last. And podcast, that's as stupid a word as blogging. But here we are, starting our sixth year and heading up to 1,000 interviews. And I want to thank everybody for listening and supporting the show. I also want to tell you that, you know, one of the things that's been very helpful for this show is Stitcher Radio. Yes, this is sort of a commercial. Now, there are millions of smartphone apps in the world, but I only use one several times a day, Stitcher Radio. I build my own radio station to listen to broadcast and online shows when I want and in the order I want. CNN News Update, Onion Radio News, WTF with Mark Maron, MSNBC's Morning Joe, Studio 60, the TechCrunch headlines, and, of course, Mr. Media. It's free. It works on iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, Palm Pre, and much more. And you can get it for free for yourself. Try it out. I guarantee you're going to love it. Stitcher.com/MrMedia. That's Stitcher.com/MrMedia. You're going to love it. And thanks again for supporting the show.